In Rutland, three challengers are trying to unseat Mayor Christopher Loris in next week's election. Some consider the vote a referendum on refugee resettlement, but as VPR's Nina Keck reports, the race also comes down to differing visions for the city.
At an economic forum at the College of St. Joseph's Wednesday night, the scene was downright familiar, since all three challengers have run against Loris before. Michael Coppinger, who heads the Rutland Downtown Partnership, a local economic development organization, pointed out that Loris and Allaire have both served nearly 20 years in city government, and he said it was time for new ideas and more targeted efforts to grow the tax base.
We're less than a week out from this election, and right now, I'm the only candidate that has put out a clear vision, a methodical vision on economic development. It's based on workforce development. It's based on lowering taxes citywide. It's working with our legislative delegation to help with permit reform. And it's also about marketing our city.
The 39-year-old is recommending a 1% sales tax in Rutland as a way to help pay for much-needed infrastructure repairs while lowering local property taxes. 52-year-old Cam Johnston is hedging his bets. Besides mayor, he's also running for the Board of Aldermen, City Assessor, and School Board. He says he's the only candidate who'll cut the budget. For instance, he opposes rebuilding the city pool and spending money on the Center Street Alley, a downtown space currently under renovation.
I actually want this job. Last time I kind of did it as a lark because I wanted to get known, but this time I actually have done some studying and I actually think we do need a change. And if somebody else had come out and said, I'm going to cut the budget, I would have supported them. Unfortunately, they're not sitting on this panel. So I may be a flawed candidate, but I'm your only good chance, and not to mention the headlines that would come out, no money spent, Rutland sends a message, we care about fiscal responsibility.
David Allaire, a former state lawmaker, has served 19 years on the city's Board of Aldermen and has run twice for mayor before. He provided few specifics as to how he'd improve economic growth or lower taxes, but stressed he'd bring trust and transparency back to City Hall. More than any other candidate, the 61-year-old Allaire has tapped into the anger and frustration that's been expressed over the way Mayor Loris handled refugee resettlement, namely not including the city's Board of Aldermen or calling for a public vote on the plan.
I've been very clear about the refugee resettlement right along. I have no issues with refugees themselves. What I have an issue is with the process and with the refugee resettlement organization and their lack of information and transparency right up to this very moment.
Michael Coppinger says he too was frustrated by the lack of transparency and the acrimony he believes it's caused. He says he supports resettlement in moderation, but believes unlimited numbers of refugees would be too much for the city. Cam Johnston suggested Rutland would do better to follow the Canadian approach and pair refugees with local sponsors. Christopher Loris, who's been mayor since 2007, stands by his actions and says Rutland will be defined by the results of next week's election.
I have absolutely no regrets with respect to bringing refugees to Rutland. And the fact is, I would challenge anyone in this community to look into the eyes of those children as I have and challenge them to say, if I had my way, you wouldn't be here right now.
He says besides being the right thing to do, he believes resettling refugees will provide economic benefits by bringing more youth and diversity to a city that Loris says needs both. Beyond refugees, the 56-year-old says drugs and crime remain pressing issues. But he says Rutland has made measurable progress under his leadership. Loris says recent police data show burglaries are down almost 60% since 2013. And a recent survey shows a fivefold increase in the number of people who say they feel safe in the community. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.